Sidduchim Podcast.
All right, all the boys are here. Kiddush Club has been placed. We got Phelps. We got Eliyahu. We got Jared. And I'm your host, L-I-J-O. Nobody Talks Shit at the Podcast. Thank you, Yona Laster. Thank you very much. All right.
You got a new theme song?
Yeah, what happened to the old one?
No. We crop it in now. We crop it. I'm going to get a third phone. Welcome, folks, to another episode of the infamous and spectacular Shidduch Extravaganza. This is the Nobody Talks Shidduchim Podcast. I am your host, Isaac, a.k.a. IJ, on this podcast. We, the guys and the girls, are on here today, passionately discuss love, hate, and adornment we have for what is American Jewish dating in the 21st century. My co-hosts here are contributors, are Shidduch daters just like you, from the various backgrounds in the Orthodox Jewish community, whether middle of the road, Modox, Yeshivish,
representing
modern. That's it. We're just assigning you. You okay, left. Yes. You right. Now without ado, let's go to the guys bashing the gals and the gals bashing the guys, and all of us united bashing the Shadchanim. The views expressed on this podcast are documented to almost always be right at 99.9% of the time. Views expressed by the host may not necessarily be of those of management and advertisers on this podcast. If you want to be a part of the program, Nobody Talks Podcast at AOL.com, at Shidduchim everywhere else. All right, what do we have? Eliyahu, take it away.
Oh, so obviously we have to start talking about a very serious topic.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but we must start talking about it.
You guys nipsed it. I mean, the topic today has to be on Bris Mila.
All right, let me cut you off right there.
Okay. He went at it again. No, we have to talk about a serious topic here.
So I have a topic that I think you guys might like. I was listening to a podcast today, and there was a girl on it.
Don't say the name.
She was bashing the guys.
Don't say the name of the girl.
I won't say which podcast, which girl. She was bashing guys like hardcore.
Oh,
she's saying the guys are low quality. The girls are consistently much higher quality. And she said the way that she views like a good guy versus a bad guy, it's a guy who's a good guy. She's talking about guys maybe a job older than us. If they have a dining room table, that's a put together guy. If you don't have a dining room table, you're not put together, and I want nothing to do with you. Like, no dining room table.
So what about me?
You don't go to college. You're not put together.
I went from like a mahogany table to now me and Morty have like a plastic foldable one. But I had a dining room table.
We're not talking about your parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you went from zero table to
a table, which is not even mine.
That's a level.
Which is not even mine.
Okay, you rent it together. You know, baby steps.
Yeah, okay.
Baby steps, and baby steps is always what's good. I mean, so Bris Milas, back to those. No, we're not going to talk about Bris Milas. So, hello, Bachelor Party Bitachon, okay? Our main man is getting married, and it's happening. The big wedding day that everyone's excited about. But now it's time to throw the bachelor party. What can you do as a frum yid?
I don't think Shua had a chance to talk yet. What does it mean?
Jared.
Nah, he's Jared. Okay.
Now start the WhatsApps. Are you Jared?
Are there limits to the fun you can have? What is a Jewish bachelor party like? Feldman.
So Jewish bachelor party usually starts off with like a siddur soda, maybe a small sin. obviously, you invite your rabbi from the yeshiva. I mean, we're assuming, of course, like all of us, you're in yeshiva for a couple years, you get married, and only then do you go to work.
That's a bachelor party. You could play the crickets if you want.
Oh, let's wait.
Oh, I think wrong one.
There we go.
The birds.
Wow. One of them is the crickets.
That was it.
Speaking of a host that's burnt out,
we used to have an audio engineer. Sounds.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but does he?
We used to have an audio engineer.
Does he have a dining room table? That's the question.
This is it right here.
This is a nice table.
You like it, right?
So I've been. I don't know if you guys know, but I had my own bachelor party.
I wasn't.
I
invited,
sure hope so.
And it was a lot of fun.
Clearly not.
Most of you weren't invited. I'm really sorry. And me and a couple friends were renting a house at the time. And we just
No. You were in a yeshiva, which was renting a house. You were renting a house.
For the podcast, are you not going to let me look a little cool for once in a
right,
life?
Right, dude. Real.
I'm not going to buff it up. Come on.
I'm not a cool guy, at least to strangers. I can sound cool. Going to take the little shred of dignity away from me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Earn it.
So, yeah.
So would say, guys, still living at home. Oh!
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you call me out, I call you out.
He's so proud he's not living at home anymore for the last 3 days.
3 days?
Wow.
Did you move?
What an adult.
I told you, I moved to Farakoy.
Get out of here. Yeah. I wasn't listening. I was like.
That's okay.
I bet.
Wow.
You usually are.
Mazel tov.
I bet girls don't even call your mother anymore to talk to
you. Oh, my gosh.
Which one?
Any of my leftovers, you know?
Okay, he was telling his story. Leftovers. Could you let him talk about the time that he was renting a house?
I was renting a house, me and a couple boys. Right. Just this nice house in back Lawrence, of course. And we just ordered a bunch of food and drinks.
Behind Lawrence.
In Lawrence.
Washington Avenue, very close to your old place.
Mulry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mulry.
Back in
it
the
was infested with, like, little bugs. Avery. There. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that was basically it. We were the entertainment, we were the party, and it was a lot of fun.
Was Elio there?
And I don't remember.
It was that good a party.
but I think next one, I plan on making a little bit more out there.
And the one after that?
More of a party. The one after that, I'm going to circle back to like a little more toned down.
You loop, right.
That's how it is. You know, first wife is like, you know, a little bit normal. Second one, like batshit crazy. The third one is usually like the super put together, more normal one.
Okay. Oh, third. Okay.
So, yeah. So third. I already have the eye on the third. Yeah. The third is really the sweet spot.
Okay, good.
Yeah, take notes, guys.
I'll make sure to tell the necessary parties.
You could ask your father about that.
Well, see, the thing is, when you're younger, everyone comes, right? Wow, so everyone came. Wow. Everyone came to your thing, right? When you were younger.
You mean when you lived in like Brooklyn at your friend?
Are you still talking about a bris?
The bris, yeah.
Yeah. No. Everybody came to the thing when
everybody
he was younger.
By
the way, can we point out if you were like in yeshiva in Brooklyn or the Five Towns when you were like younger and your friend had like Ol Chaim in Lakewood, you were there. You got back at 2 a.m. Yeah. Nobody cared. That's what you did.
Oh, yeah.
You were the guy at the wedding dancing till like 1 o'clock, got back at like 3, slept till 11. I mean, that's, you know, that's what was expected.
And you weren't even being a trooper. You just did it because you wanted to do it.
And you didn't pay for
any
of it.
And had no responsibilities the next day anyway.
Right. Lunch wasn't till 1 o'clock back in the Shar Yashiv. Like,
yeah. There's a new kid at the office and he literally goes back to Shar Yashiv for lunch.
But now you have real.
He literally runs back.
But now you have real responsibilities.
And he tries to get
minutes. You have to show up to work in the morning and stuff.
Hey, December's over.
He shows up on time.
It's January 11th. No more messing around.
New Year's resolution over here.
Yeah. Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
Nope.
El Yahu?
No, just a revolution.
Okay, and what was that?
Yeah, what was that?
This is the year you're going to get married.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally happening.
Yeah. And it's totally up to me, obviously. That's how...
It's up to you. It's basically what it is.
When her parents let, you'll go out with her.
Oh.
But
you know who to forward this podcast to.
I don't even... Well, I actually tried getting back into Shidduchim, so I recently sent a bunch of messages out. I was like, hi, my name's Isaac. Got your information from my network. Heard you were great. Here's my information. Let's set up a call, voice note, WhatsApp. I sent it out to, I think, 7 matchmakers. Not one got back.
Maybe you should have changed your name for this one.
Hi, I'm Avery. You're telling me all the shadchanim that you burned all the bridges and sent them those all breakup texts. You went back?
Oh, I tried. Someone offered me money.
This guy doesn't know how to handle a
breakup.
Someone
offered me money.
Once you break up, you can't go back. Come on.
You can't do this George Costanza, get fired, and just come back to work on Monday? Me? Quit? What do you mean?
Wait, let's move the camera. Got a little bit moved over there. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Okay. Stand still. No, I did. So I messaged this shadchan, you know, and one of them got back.
You have a favorite one?
Well, the one who got back, Leora from Connecticut, got back to me.
From Connecticut?
Yeah.
Wow.
From Waterbury shadchan. She sent me a pocket resume.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Pocket. She just like right away. Yeah, this girl. Go out with her. And wow. I was contemplating, should I go out? Should I not? And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna yield. Absolutely. I think she's a great girl. Great idea. And then haven't heard from her since.
It's like you can hear it in their voice like the whole time.
This is the podcast.
They're holding.
She wasn't expecting for me to say yes. That's the whole thing. She was not expecting me to say yes.
They're holding on to this idea of this girl that they're going to push on you, but they need to talk for 5-6 minutes to make it seem like they didn't have this in their head the whole time. But you,
right.
Like,
oh yes,
hear it in their voice.
She was right away.
Leo, epiphany.
Oh yeah, this
I love
guy.
It.
This would yeah. You know what? This girl would be really good for you. No, it was literally like. Send, and then after she sent it, I was thinking about this idea for you.
Right.
So that's how I knew it was a podcast.
It's like when a sports team tweets out, like, we won the Stanley Cup, like, 5 minutes early, and it's like, oh, someone in that department's getting fired.
That literally was almost like that, you know.
Yeah, can I tell a quick story? Like, friend of mine is very funny. He had this where he was talking to Sharkin, and she's like, what are you looking for? And he described A to Z. And she's like, I have this girl who he knew already. He's like, yeah, so that just the opposite.
That's a good response, though. Maybe like just the opposite.
Yeah.
I mean, so are you still like with the Sharkhanim and all that? Or are you trying other ways? I mean, you're evolving.
In front
burnt,
of your eyes.
Burnt, very burnt, evolving.
He's a butterfree now.
We try.
You know the move? Oh, he doesn't want to get too personal. Okay, good. Let's drink some more. Drink some more. Bullet. No, so Eliyahu, so I got this bachelor party I'm trying to do, okay?
Why am I being turned to? I do marketing. I don't do it.
Because you're a marketing guy. Exactly, that's the point.
Who's engaged? Where do they live?
This guy.
What
this
sort
guy.
Of personality Feldman, is this person?
Feldman 2.
All the way.
Feldman 2.
There's
two of them?
Right.
Oh, my God.
No, there are three
are there
of them.
Any horses
there's
left?
Him, there's the girl, and then there's this third one.
What? Three of them. What are you talking about?
There's more than one person, besides for me,
name
has
Feldman.
The last name Feldman.
I heard it. I heard if you stand in dance.
There's a bunch of them.
Other Feldman's bachelor party. He's
I heard if
now.
You stand outside your house, stand, dance, whatever, you'll see Feldman's coming and going. I know someone that did it.
Yeah.
So for Seoul, we got to do some sort of Russian
theme.
Yeah,
wrong podcast.
Something or other, right?
What?
Some Russian-type themed. You know,
No. They're going to let me know what they want to do, you know? They're going to let me know. But
bring the czar, you know, get everybody involved.
Well, I'm not leading it. I just someone invited me, you know, like I'm on. That's what happens. You have a chevra. Remember your chevra from years ago. Your chevra. You guys weren't in the same crew.
Of course not.
No.
Right.
And then what happens? One by one they go. One by one they go.
But then sometimes they come back.
You know, all the guys in Farakway was in that crew and that. And then at some point I was like, I can't.
No, Isaac, you missed
it. Too expensive.
Isaac, the main point. Sometimes they go, they get married, but they come back.
They do come back.
Sometimes.
I we all come back at some point.
You know what? I don't think I'm friends with any single people that I was friends with back in the day when I was single. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting rid of a lot of people in my life. I need to like, start fresh, new people.
And you pick
like
me,
that.
Him, Elio, and Rory.
And before you know it, you get roped back onto a podcast and you see each other for the first
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, yes.
You thought you got
where else are we going to go? Where else are we going to go?
Elio. You know? I'll never forget the first phone call that I got from Elio after many, many years.
Oh, my God. This is like after he was living next door to you.
Excuse me. I wasn't the one who decided to move to Baltimore.
That's very fair.
Right. You weren't either, but whatever.
Right. I would move to Baltimore, dude.
True.
For a total,
also
for
true.
A base Yaakov baddie, I would move anywhere. I'd move
anywhere,
bro. Anywhere, wherever I got to go, I'll go.
Yeah.
I think
girl,
Lakewood, I think it's happening in Lakewood.
Oh.
This
know?
Girl was really baddie.
I think it's happening in Lakewood.
She was really baddie. Like.
You heard this thing, 24/6, the streaming service?
Big trouble, big trouble.
Dude, this is great.
Yeah.
What happened?
This is great. At the office, all they want to do is talk about me, the single guy, or this Baal Tshuva guy. And now it's like 24/6. That's what all these dudes are talking about. 24. You ever heard of this 24/6?
You
want
to give me like some sort of
yes,
context?
Yes, they're fundraising.
Like, no, it's like it's like a kosher Netflix. Kosher Netflix 24/6. I don't know anything about it except maybe some Hasidim.
Oh, so they have all the Netflix shows.
I don't think that's. I don't think that's what they were going for. But they're going
that's
for.
The
I'm sorry. No, Spotify.
They're
it's
being
Spotify.
Isaac,
dude.
YouTube.
Right.
It's
people,
Spotify.
You're 96 episodes in. People still listen to the podcast?
Yes.
How many?
A lot. All right. Can we get, can Eliyahu, you know, Eliyahu, go ahead.
About, oh, 24-6, that's you want to know?
24-6, I don't know.
My understanding is they're trying to be like a YouTube slash Spotify slash just Jewish content all in one place. But like, I think their problem really came down to their name. Because
I don't like,
the Yiddish Mahalach of like 24-6 being addicted to this thing, like I think that's really where they were, went wrong. Like if they had a totally different name, like meaningless six hours a week. Like it's not, you don't have to be tied to it. It's not 24 hours a week. It's 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's 6 hours a week. Yeah, it's a lot more doable than 24 hours a day for 6 days a week. But
I think it's fine. Think their tagline: buy 6 days, get the seventh one free.
I don't know. They were they were telling me that.
Which one's free?
But so Yosef, so back to your besides the bachelor party, how's the shidduch scene out there? Because you've been active, bro. I've seen a lot of WhatsApp statuses over there.
What are you talking about?
I've seen the WhatsApp status.
So my WhatsApp status has to do with my dating? Like I'm taking pictures of my date?
Yeah, you're dating yourself.
Let's do a quick selfie.
We're doing a raise it for Frishtik. That's her name.
Listen, 2022.
Congregation Frishtik.
I like the Frishtik.
2022 was a good year.
Nice.
You know, I really enjoyed it. I vacationed a lot. I dated a lot. You know, trying to date in any way possible. Vacation in any way possible. So, yeah, I mean, not sure my WhatsApp status has, like, you know, how I went into this. I'm still thinking. But either way, dating, yeah. I mean, it's definitely gotten harder as time goes on because, you know, the same names, feels very repetitive. You need to go into a date.
What does it
feel?
He said repetitive.
I was like, don't fall for that. Come on, you know better than that.
I know. I'm just trying to kosherize.
Yo, Yosef, it says gullible on the ceiling.
The key really is.
I'm the host. I have to act gullible.
You need to go in with a.
Do that.
You need to go in with like a different personality each date. Last date I went on.
You think so? You can't do the same like cocaine.
No.
Thing.
It needs to be either like heroin, meth.
No.
Coke.
No, I mean
something different every.
You go in like just excited, pumped. Yeah, we're going to do this.
So sometimes you want to be, like, very quiet and force them to take the lead. And you could just sit in the car, like, in her driveway and be like, look at her and wait for her to say, hi, do you want to go somewhere? Mm. And that really puts the pressure on her instead of the guys. It's a genius move, yeah.
She
left the car before the 5 minutes was over, but, like, I think the next time.
I told you.
Oh.
Hey, 1 second, you got someone to actually leave the car.
Someone to leave the car. Oh,
one girl, this Elio knows her as well also, and she refused to leave my car. Like, literally refused to leave my car. And so at some point, my good friend, not Schuberger, because he's using a different name here, he said, here's the idea. Park in front of her
house. Don't
tell
the whole world.
Turn off the car and open the door for her.
That's my move.
She has to leave. And it worked amazing.
Wow.
Like, otherwise, she would just be like sitting there. And I'm like,
I saved the guy 30
I'm
minutes
done
a day.
With you.
You shut the car. It starts getting cold. What do you think is going to happen? Okay.
Oh, well, and I opened the door for her also. Like, I got out.
Oh, you're a real gentleman.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not. I realized, by the way, that's why men open and close doors. It's like, go here now. Go there now. Funny, it was so easy to get people in.
It's interesting, though, because the guy could take the lead on that. You can take the lead and just, all right, it's over. You can end it.
What?
No, I can't. I have an episode.
Next topic. Let's go.
But that's
what I said.
Okay. Question. No.
Bachelor party slash bris. Like, okay, let's go.
No, we're good. No, we're dude. We got to. We have to fill three hours.
Do advertisers pay to be in the magazine, or you just stick them in?
No. He asked me to run free ads. By the way, just free.
I know.
He's trying to fill it up.
I have to fill it up. Yeah, I have to fill it up.
If you see bottom line on the side, it's because.
This guy. You did a great job, man. You got me. Advertisers, it was a pleasure. You know?
Made you a free ad.
Right.
Amazing. Elio makes any money at all. He makes everyone free ads. Every campaign, every guy that needs one, every VART, every wedding.
But you know, if you ask him during a campaign, hi, could you like post for mine? He'll shut you down so fast. Absolutely. Like, don't even dare. I'm starting a campaign in a week. I ended one a couple weeks ago. It's like, nah, you need the cool down time. It could mess, you know, with the proper marketing.
Right.
I think you're all amazing, and you do a great job in your endeavors.
Shua, what are their endeavors?
You have no idea what me that. And Shua do.
Okay, yeah, wait,
I know.
Wait, okay, I tell you right now.
Our endeavors. Wait, what do we do? I haven't seen you in 6 months.
You're Yeshiva Bacher, sixth year, learning in Kollel. You're an attorney. And you used to work in real estate management. I don't know if you still do. You know,
ask Elio what I do.
It's pretty simple. You know?
Shua is in real estate. He's in it.
Exactly.
What that means, you're nobody ever knows.
Isaac, you went up a few levels with the magazine. Getting
is that
better.
The final one?
Yeah.
I'm working on the next one. You know.
You didn't call me about ads. Supposed to call me about ads,
dude, bro. Just bring them to me, and
know,
I'm.
I didn't
done.
Know you were still in production.
We're still in production.
I thought like the podcast.
Every magazine
nobody's
takes
really
a year and a half break. I mean,
I didn't know you were still alive. I'm so sorry.
Like, imagine Sports Illustrated back in the day. You know, we're just taking off for the next 4 months. You're not gonna get it.
Everyone's just crapping on. Oh, it's fun, bro. This is what we do. This is what the guys do.
Sure. What's more popular, the magazine or the podcast?
I think the magazine.
What's more active, magazine, podcast, or dating life?
My dating. J Swipe is good stuff. It's
you have an article
keeps me busy.
On jeans.
J Swipe is. This is what we
really?
Brought you on. It's just
I need,
like,
I need
magazine time.
Yeah,
with Jared.
Jared, you know, I've been trying to remember that name.
Hey, Jared, Justin, Jared, JJ. All right. Oh, Mike, that's going to die soon. I'm going to charge that one. Okay. What else we got here? No, go ahead. Floor is yours.
So I on Monday, a couple coworkers were talking about this crazy story that happened. Saw like in the news, this six-year-old kid was in first grade. He took his mother's gun, one of his parents' gun, and he went to school and he shot the teacher. Absolutely insane.
In a Jewish school?
No, like some school.
Oh, you're
somewhere
saying
in
the real world.
Literally happened. Everyone in the office was talking about it.
Jews aren't real.
And everybody was.
Let's discuss.
Everybody was freaking out about it. And I said to everyone in the office, you know, this never would have happened if the other first graders had a gun.
But like one shared one between them all, or like if they each had their own?
Each had their gun.
Oh, okay.
They would have shot that kid so fast.
You're terrible, man. Well, we got to do
I think
everything
we can.
We can
start a petition. I mean, you're a lawyer. We can start.
We got to do everything we can to protect the
Isaac has this very popular podcast. We can spread the message.
Okay, hello. The listeners
buy your first grader a gun.
I feel like this is.
Mention the name Isaac for 5% off.
When Joe Rogues did Protect Our Parks, is like every, you know. No, this is good. This is good. Okay, back to Bachelor Party Bitachon, episode 94. So I wrote, here's why you want rich friends. You want rich friends because what happens is people start saving, getting their own apartments, moving on in life, and then money's kind of scarce.
Dining room table?
This is the dining room table. We come and eat up here. We do TV Shabbos dinners.
Who's
That's
we?
A big thing. Oh, you know, the apartment.
Wow, you must have so many people living here.
The apartment. Yeah. Well, you know, after Avery moved out, everyone was just you know, that's it. The whole neighborhood left. That was it. I mean, he was the last one, honestly.
You sound sad.
So rich fan.
I'm sorry for you.
No.
It must be hard.
I haven't
seen that guy in a while.
Would you like
also.
A drink to cope with that?
I'm drinking here, you know. I am. I just want to make sure I'm good. Looking good for the shot, you know.
The learning with my morning carusa hasn't been the same since he moved to the city, apparently.
Yeah, because you were learning with him.
Apparently.
Oh, I get shift credits for that, no?
You do.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore the cast
as
also.
As you should.
Yeah, I made that shidduch, by the way.
Great shidduch.
In Chavrusas.
Well, how did you think of it?
Two people I know that were futzing around and doing nothing.
Wow. You're like a regular shadchan here.
Well, oh, so you didn't think of yourself. Like that.
Oh,
was,
not at
was,
all.
You know,
not at all.
He doesn't
not
learn in
all.
The morning.
Okay, so do all guys just go to like steakhouses and then just go to the cigar lounge?
No.
No, just you.
Like in general, or are you saying
for the bachelor party?
Oh, I'm sure what you're talking. You need context.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't invited to Felton's bachelor party.
Why were you not invited?
Literally in the dorm.
I didn't live there.
I thought you guys were friends.
Yeah.
I thought you were friends back then.
We're divorced friends.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. We were definitely friends before, but I don't know how you missed it, but I don't know.
Somebody got in the way of our friendship for a little bit, but it's okay. Cool. That person's gone.
Oh, wow.
Don't talk about your mother that way.
Yeah, which mom was this?
Wow.
Was it the girl in the WhatsApp pictures? Jared. Let me ask you, you've been, you know, what do guys do in Passaic? What do people do? I mean, in Clifton. what do they do there? Like for bachelor parties?
Very
like
going
to the little
difference.
The pizza shop over there.
Well, the last bachelor party we were gonna make got canceled due to COVID.
That's wow. it. That's that it's been 3 years. I have less.
Yeah.
I have more friends than you. I have less friends than you, and I still have been to two more. I had one this year and one last year for the bachelor party.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
You know. None?
No, I'm nothing too crazy.
Okay, great. Next one. Is the bride allowed to... Do you bring girls to the bachelor party?
Bring girls? I mean, you pay for them to come.
Why?
Well, you also pay for them to leave.
Oh, that's what happened to your marriage?
Oh, this guy over here.
Oh, you had
no,
a
it's
breakup
good. I think. I think the girls need to know. It's
called alimony, right?
You know what? I forgot you guys are in that club. I can't be in that club.
Why not?
I mean, it's not that hard to get in the club. Just saying.
I'm trying. It's
harder than you think.
Yeah. So is a bachelor party, I guess it's not a thing in the Jewish community in the end.
I don't think it's not that like we're against it. It just doesn't excite us, honestly. Like, doing the whole strip club party thing. Like, we're Jews. We care about good food. Strip clubs don't have good food. It's like the wings are old. They're usually a few days old. Like, you can't rely on that.
Is there a kosher?
You're not having reliable
gentleman's lounge?
Food?
By the way, the same type of guy that would make a Macher's magazine would make a kosher gentleman's lounge.
That's how
have, like, an all-you-can-eat buffet and everybody ignores the girls.
Everyone's just, yes, it's a whole vibe.
That's how, what's his name, Andrew Tate was in the news, and I never really heard of this guy, maybe once or twice, and I was like, who is this guy? So I'm researching him, and I see he's a wealthy guy, he's this dubbed misogynist, you know, I don't know how true it is with the news, you know, you gotta take an extra look at things, and then I looked into it, and he, like, actually opened up virtual online gentleman lounges. So that's how he made his money. He's a billionaire, almost a billionaire.
I think he made his money from kickboxing.
No, so he's like a kickboxer. he became a millionaire, but a billionaire through this other thing.
All right. Well, he's a billionaire in prison, so
like the Trump.
I feel like we're better off.
Yeah, we are better off, you know.
But who's in on my idea for a kosher strip club?
Oh my God. This is like the other podcast.
I think every single person that I know is always looking for a good dating spot. You want a place that, like, there's an activity and food.
I heard Murs in the
so
Five
this
Towns
would
is
kind
like
of do
they're
the
gonna
same.
Do smoking and like a little music and stuff. You heard this?
No.
No, not through the grapevine, nothing.
I'm not. You've heard we're it? Really.
I heard Grace is
going
to burn down again, but that's about it.
Do you have any privy information?
By the way, if that happens, you know you're suspect number one.
This
right?
is guy, this
like,
guy
you're
right
aware
here.
Of that.
Yeah, they maxed out their insurance policy.
Maybe Mike's. I don't know.
Flame grilled everything.
Mike's has not opened up in forever. Like, what's the deal with that?
Flame grilled burgers.
I think most restaurants don't.
That strip hasn't opened up.
I have a question. Not opening up. What happened to the cigar share in the city? That never reopened, did it?
Never reopened. Yeah, yeah. The you know, because it's mostly old men, and old men just
they still
just
care about COVID. It's pretty much
just,
it.
Yeah, they don't want to do it anymore. They rather be in their apartment, be in their house, be outside. A lot of the older guys go down south.
That was a good vibe.
So it that was. Wasn't
yeah,
that
we
wasn't
had some
real.
Good times. It would have been fun.
Yeah. You're saying it wasn't a real thing. They were just, you know, blowing smoke.
He loved it. Okay, let's take it back, Eliyahu. I want to hear more about. Well, so what's going on when you're dating? Let's the women are listening. Okay, there's 15 people out there
women,
listening to this.
Plural. He's got two women 15, listening.
15, 16 people.
Two entire women.
At least.
Two. Well, it's two, right? Two it's women, two. And then you know the rest are Avery and the staff. People are listening, and they want to know, like, what do you, you know, how do you get a date these days?
How do I get a date?
Yes.
Oh, just show up.
Just show up.
Okay. Just show up. It's like, drive to Brooklyn, knock on a random door. Hi, you have a daughter? Yeah, hold on. She's finishing homework.
Wait, was she married before? Does she have kids? Yeah, not for me.
Oh, that's a diss.
On who?
I think you.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Would you date a girl like, you know, that has married and kids and stuff? Is that like a thing?
I feel like that's a whole podcast.
Why is that a diss?
Because he was calling you. He was calling you out.
Okay.
No. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Let's do the Jeopardy music for a couple seconds. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That sound right there.
Spot on.
So what's going on in your neck of the woods in the big Farak? Is it like popping? He moved in.
Sure, yeah. What's the latest?
So
more and more people are moving in, guys, girls. We do a lot of friends meals, guys, girls. It's a whole big show.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We make food. We split up the food, split up the drinks. It's a good, fun show.
Big shot of some like, takes this week.
It's
big,
basically imagine the Upper West Side, but the people aren't burnt out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wait.
What a concept.
You guys just hate Upper West Side people.
But when certain
hated it before your
no,
best friend.
No, but when certain when
my wait, my best friend.
Don't forget when certain people host the meal, certain people are not allowed in.
You were invited to the to his, you know, you were chosen as the best man when he was engaged. So,
Shua,
how is your mom the best?
Avery,
man? Avery,
he was engaged.
Yeah,
are you joking? It's just me and Isaac.
You know,
here
he forgot.
That stayed single
all
these years.
He forgot.
When did he get engaged?
You don't know this?
I forgot. Well, I got turned down, so that's, you know, something. Counts
oh,
something.
Right. That we started learning after he was, like, recovering from being engaged. It's like, wow, oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
Right
you
after,
almost
right.
got married.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
so
yeah,
traumatic.
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah.
What a giant child.
I'm going to move back so you can get in the camera.
I'm so glad that no one actually listens to this.
People listen. We're getting on Torah anytime, any day now, any day.
Wow.
Have any you day. Even tried to get on?
Yes.
You'll be,
I can't even imagine.
They have quality assurance specialists.
I think you'll be
who
as
listen
successful
for,
as my friend who he applied to seminary like 10 years ago, and they just sent him a rejection letter. I'm like Benos Chava.
But
they spent the time like rejecting him.
But like Rabbi, you know, Yitzchak Hanan Haldowitz.
Haldowitz.
We had last episode I had something.
Haldowitz.
I had something over there. When I learned in the Great Neck Kollel, some this, you know, like very weird looking dude comes over and they're all Persian and Iranian and Sephardic. And he's like, what is your name? And I said, Isaac Eldanian. And okay, good man. Good. And I went and I was, my hand was like right on the, I was getting coffee. And when he asked me this question, I moved over to the T.
Oh.
I was like, oh, T, I'm pulling it out. And then he left and then bam.
What's with this?
You could pull up Sephardi, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
What's with the new age of single guys going to programs called Kollel? Bodner's Kollel.
Right.
Great Neck Kollel.
They love
We're
it.
We're not married.
There's First of all, there's
the
a huge tax.
Oh, you could only be an
huge tax
if
right
you're
now.
Married?
In Kollel, I would think so.
It's like, it's amazing. You're in yeshiva spending $20,000 a year. You get married, and now you get $1,000
a year. How much did
year?
You spend in centers? 20?
Let's say the official tuition, whatever it is.
Your father did not spend $20,000.
That is correct.
Okay.
No, you apply for government assistance.
You're from Baltimore.
Second,
you didn't spend 20 grand on
yeshiva.
You
get married,
yeshiva.
All of a sudden, like, oh no, now we don't need to charge them anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you should charge people to go to Kollel. I'm going to open up the very first colo in the world that charges people 20 grand a year. You could sleep
there. That's every year. What is yeshiva tuition?
I think people are going to flock there. I think that's a great idea.
$20,000 a year. People are going to. With your wife. People, wife has to learn also. People are going to sign up.
Yeah, they will. They're going to flock there, actually.
People. The same people listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same amount of people. When we specify people, that's what we mean.
By the way,
number.
Second great idea coming out of this podcast. Kosher Strip Club. Pay as you go, Kolo.
Wow.
Let's go.
There are shadchanim out there who are going to be listening and be very upset with such thing.
Yeah, Lisa Elfin's apparently.
Lisa, you running? I'm trying to get her on. Who's coming on when she's here?
She actually likes
Blair will just
she
be
likes
here.
Us three a lot, actually.
She does. Does she like me? I don't
and know, therefore, I don't know. We will not be here for that one.
You know, I'll send her the picture.
Who did I? One of you three, there was an event this summer. You were there. The event this summer, AAS.
In Muncie. You were there, I know.
I came, I had a good time.
You gave everybody a fake name, it was great.
No, I gave
By the way,
name.
The first event you made in Mo Safer's house, I thought Nahon was the hired bouncer. I don't know who
he was.
You hired this random guy to be a bouncer, this big dude.
He went from bouncer to CEO of the corporation, of the organization.
I have a question. When is going to be the next wildly successful Shabbaton?
That's a great question. You know what? When the next magazine comes out.
So what? Next March?
No. First of all, I am a board direct. I'm the fall
hype.
Man.
You're the hype man. You're the hype man. You get like people.
I was the scout. I was the scout.
People.
I was the scout, and I was a scout, and I got the corporation credit card. I just drove like 20 hotels, and I said. Guess what? It only makes sense to go back to the same place we went to last year. That was literally it.
Brilliant. Plan.
Right, right.
Are you going to get the same Shabbos guy, Kenny?
Oh, Kenny. I love Kenny. Yeah. Kenny lives near where I work, so I see him all the time.
Wow.
And I tell people, you see that guy? He's a deputy mayor. See there? And they go, all the way. No. And he's not, but, you know.
Who actually would know that, really?
He has more power than the deputy mayor of Cedar.
Yeah. He has more, in a way, yeah. Okay, back to Bachelor Party Bitachon.
It's a noise.
Yeah, we got to get you next time a little, like...
Fidget spinner.
Yeah, fidget spinner. I was going to say straight jacket.
Or Adderall.
Oh!
That should work.
Nah.
So, what if certain guys can't pay or afford... The cost to chip in for the main guy.
That's why Feldman didn't invite me, by the way.
What do you do, Eliyahu?
What do I do now?
If you can't, for this predicament here.
Oh, yeah, that's why I wasn't invited. That's all.
So you don't go?
Probably. I'm just going to assume. I mean, you don't go? We were friends, so that could be the only explanation. He just felt bad. Maybe I could have.
It was just at a very exclusive location that nobody knew where, that he wasn't in like 5 times a day. And it was such a surprise.
Let me guess, the homeless shelter.
I feel like Elio would have the most.
Yes. He mentioned that on a date. Like,
it had this clandestine look to it.
I think Elio would have the most serious bachelor party, like controlled. You know,
control. Yeah, like you come in, he checks
Take
every phone
your shoes
for
off,
filters.
Please, yeah, like
yeah.
Don't leave your tallest bag. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Elia wants me to say a story, actually.
Tell us,
homeless shelter. So there's a bar that has since moved or shut down.
No.
Called.
Oh, don't
that where I sent you.
I'm not
we didn't
blaming
hear a story
you for
yet.
This.
Okay.
But there's two places in the city. One shut down. One didn't shut down. The one they both have a very similar name. One's called like the Upstairs Lounge, and the other one is called the Upstairs at the Hilton or whatever, something like that.
Kimberly, great spot.
At the Kimberly.
That's where I wanted you to go last week.
Absolutely.
I remember the name. Cool.
Thank God I didn't go.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let me say why. So I go, I bring this girl, I put in my GPS, okay, upstairs, sick. I start walking in and it's all these homeless people like sitting outside. I'm like, okay. It just goes right past me. I'm a little bit of a spaz, goes right past me. I start going inside. I'm like, tell this girl. I'm like, yo, so weird. All these like homeless people are like all over here. Like I would think that it's a nicer lounge. I start going through and then the guy's like, hold on, sir. You can't go up yet. You need to go through the metal detector.
Sir, do you have a home?
That was my first sign that something was wrong. And he's like, so what are you here for? I'm like, well, like everybody else, I'm here for the lounge upstairs. He's like, nah, you're in the wrong spot.
He went to a homeless
shelter.
The crazy
thing is, he's like, this is a homeless shelter. Crazy thing is, I needed him to tell me that for me to realize.
What a guy.
It's Manhattan. Like, everybody's homeless.
As long as you weren't on a date and doing that.
No, oh, literally was a date. Good.
He was.
No, you were with a girl.
That's the story. I was with a girl, oh yeah. God.
And dumped, so, wait, I so what did you do right away? Because that happens sometimes where you got to turn around.
Well, I found you know, the real place, and I went there, and I dumped her afterwards. I was just too ashamed. Imagine hearing that by yourself.
By the way, the ashamed thing is very big.
Yeah. You dumped her, or she dumped you?
No, I dumped her. I was too ashamed. Like,
so you knew she was going to dump you, so you dumped her.
No, she's going to hold it over my head for the rest of my life. You can't marry somebody like that.
Yeah, that's definitely a good criteria of marriage.
Of course, yeah.
No, I had that also. So there was, I had a date with a girl.
We had the exact same thing.
I don't want to trivialize your situation.
Go there.
I don't want to trivialize your situation, bro. But I got a date with a girl. And
congratulations.
How did we get set up? I think we met at a singles event. No, singles event a few years ago. So we go out, and this she was a little bit more modernish. So I was like, okay, I could go to a comedy. So I found like some comedian, you know, big name, and it was in Crown Heights. I said, oh, perfect, Crown Heights, you know. But so we get to the spot, and there's no parking. And the problem is that it's like in the Crown Heights, like right past the Jewish community, right past the Jewish, like it's in.
Yeah.
The more rough community.
What do you mean rough?
The more rough, you know, rough.
What do you mean
rough?
By rough? Like,
there are people there.
There are people. And she got scared. So I got scared. And that was it. We couldn't find any parking. I had no idea it was that part of Crown Heights. And I'm like, so you want to go to Starbucks? She's like, yes. We went right to the Starbucks. And I was just too ashamed. It was done. I could not proceed any further in this whole shidduch extravaganza.
You dumped her also because of shame.
Yep. I dumped her.
Also, George Costanza line. He dumps the girl before she could dump him, and then he has regret. Exactly. He takes her back,
exactly.
And then she dumps him.
Who's
George Costanza?
He lives in your building.
He lives in your building.
George can't stand you.
No. George Costanza. He used to live here. He used to be on the podcast.
He's the one that just died in your building?
Yeah.
There's actually a guy named George Costanza.
Hey, call George.
Hey, call George.
I hear Inwood's really big and like happening. People are moving to Inwood. No?
Yeah, Shua, not Shua really single people.
Shua has all the info on that.
Shua, tell us the info.
There's no info. I knew one guy was looking to move to Inwood. That was the
a married guy? Oh, you saw like, some places.
He was divorced.
Oh, that's so sad for him.
Yeah.
So he was looking to buy or rent?
I think rent.
It's like a fortress of solitude over there. And then, well, there's not much going around for the...
Kind of reminds me of this little garage over here.
Literally. It's a house.
Isaac, you ever stop and think I'm 32 years old and I live in a garage?
I'm first of all.
He's 31.
He's 33.
How do you know my age? Like, who do you know?
We went to camp together. Like,
we marocked him. Moed?
Oh, I remember that camp.
Matov.
You were a little yeshivish boy.
He named.
I appreciate the compliment.
She said, no. See you later.
You were for sure like a Madarnish little kid, no?
I don't know. In Madarnish,
you used to roll in. This is like a yeshivish camp. Sure. Yeshiva for Akaway. Isaac Held shows up with these bright yellow sneakers.
Yes. That's true. Yeah.
See,
now it's popular. Now it's like
what those sneakers? Yeah,
it became popular. No, the sneakers became popular. Oh, okay. That trend.
People.
I was a pioneer.
Them.
I was a pioneer.
You're a trendsetter. You're like a trendsetter.
I was, dude. I started dating the ex-Base Yaakov daddy girl, girls with daddy issues.
In second grade.
And now everyone wants a piece. Instagram makeup artists, now everyone wants a piece. RNs, originally it was RNs. That's what I first started with. I said, I want nurses. And then everyone started dating RNs.
You literally pick like the three most popular sort of girls out there.
Is that right? Like, everyone's started like that.
I started. Like, wow. I invented painting a house white. I invented it. Wow.
Right. It's like that guy who
said, that is not true.
What
not
if I hold cups like this?
Not true.
Your famous speech therapist.
Right, look at this. Look at this table. I created this table.
This is the dining room table.
I created this podcast thing. The Jewish podcast.
You're the first guy to make a Jewish podcast.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Ask me, by the way. I've gone out with probably half the speech therapists in New York City.
Yeah, so I never.
I've gone out with like half the occupational.
It's like, don't you dare stutter because...
I'm like, wait, so like, how do you form words? I'm asking every single girl the exact same question. I was like, no, it's not like that. It's like this.
Yeah,
and
no.
I'm like, wait, so how do you teach? You taught over Zoom? How do you teach over Zoom? And then the occupational therapist is like, oh, how do you teach over Zoom? It's like, wait, so occupational, that has to do with a job, right? You're teaching these kids like about a job? Every single girl's like, no, teach them like fine motor skills. I'm like, so how do you do that over Zoom? Literally every single girl. And, like, now I know which ones are, like, the good OTs, the bad OTs, good STs, bad STs. If you need a recommendation
STDs.
For your child.
You were like, you wanted to go.
If you need a recommendation.
I went for it.
If you need a good ST, ask me. If you need a good STD, Isaac's your guy.
Yes, because I know.
You practice that all day?
Because I went to, at work, I kept on bumping into
things. At work?
I kept on bumping into things.
And that's where the STD came from?
The mean HR lady's like, we want you to go to a doctor, get checked. I went checked out, and I said, I came back, and like, everything makes sense now. I'm bumping in, and she's like, what is it? And I'm like, I have STD. She's like, STDs? I'm like, yes, spatial transitional disorder.
Aha. You know, I'm really glad after 96 episodes you have all the buttons sorted out, like you know which one makes which noise.
Yeah, I gotta write it down already.
But you said that like 6 months ago.
Can you write it down after? All right, back to
nobody talks.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, put that on.
I gotta reprogram the board. Okay, hey, everybody, it's IJ from the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast. I want to take a moment to tell you about our new affiliate program. Inflation's up, some economic problems. Here you go. Here's a few bucks off on your businesses or personal life or just for fun. I wanted you to take a look at shidduchpodcast.com under affiliates, where you can get 10% off for starting your first website, a few bucks for your graphics created with Canva, or just hire someone to do this with Fiverr. Check this out at shidduchpodcast.com and click the affiliates link. How about this? So we're here back with
Lisa says
Eliyahu.
You guys have way too much fun.
Eliyahu Yosef and Shua. I mean Jared. So we're back and we're here to discuss an episode, Bachelor Party Bitachon.
What does that have to do with anything?
You have to have Bitachon when you're planning a bachelor party.
What does Bitachon mean?
Emuna.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's why there's two different words.
Exactly.
Two different things.
Oh, yo, exactly. You went to YFR.
Well,
what does it mean?
What does it mean to you, Eliyahu?
I bachelor party bitachon? Absolutely nothing.
No, but the bachelor, it just works. Bachelor.
What does peanut butter salami mean to you?
By the way, Eliyahu.
Bachelor party bitachon. It just works.
Eliyahu, I know you remember this. What did you sing by your bachelor party at karaoke? I know you remember. What was it?
I didn't do karaoke by mine. It was by somebody else's.
Oh, it wasn't by yours? What did you sing by that guy's?
Yeah, it was because everybody in that group was married, and I was still single.
What did you sing by karaoke?
Let me give you the context. Obviously, you go.
Jared doesn't want context.
Obviously, you go when everybody else in the group is married, and you're like the only one left. You obviously go with "All by Myself." Like it's not even a.
I sang that a lot.
Which one?
All by myself.
I know a song.
Maybe we should rebrand this.
I'm going to download 24/6 and get the song.
Yeah, should this be like a song thing instead of like Shidduchim? Because people are listening.
You interrupted the story, Elio.
That's what it was. No, that's...
So you don't know what you sang.
No, he sang the song All by Myself.
Woo, go.
Keep going.
I was trying.
That's the best I will ever get.
By the way, I just posted this picture in a group. Someone writes back, Lur with an H. Just saying.
Who's that? So I actually get, hello, I got set up the other day. And by set up, I mean, you know, I met her at, and, you know, I met her in Gourmet Glot. And by Gourmet Glot, I mean, of course, I just found her on Instagram.
But
and
so you just stroll Instagram, find girls that you think are single?
No, just J Swipe. Just J Swipe.
So you found her on J Swipe. She swiped left.
No, this girl happened.
So you went to Instagram and you found her, DM'd her, slid right in. Hey,
yes,
what's
now
up?
You're putting the pieces
cute.
Together.
Let's go to Gourmet Glot together.
So I was thinking of messaging her.
Like,
you know, you kind of, you follow, they follow back, you send the message, cool, whatever. But no, this girl was like very into singing and stuff. She had an album on Spotify. And I was
God,
I don't know, would I ever go out with that
girl.
Kind of type? Do you know, would you go out with a girl like that?
I actually went out with a girl who has an album on Spotify.
Get out of here.
And I wonder
from
if it's
Jersey?
The same girl.
From New York?
From New York.
Okay,
no, from
we're
Jersey.
Narrowing it down.
I wouldn't
Jersey.
Go out with
dude,
that girl.
Dude, these millennials have, they have this stuff on there. They have Spotify. They have podcasts today.
I wouldn't go out with
these Gen Zers.
They have podcasts. Wow.
Out of control.
I wouldn't go out with a girl who has a whole album. You know, I want to make sure she has a single.
No, she had a single and an album. She had a single and an album.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So
he had nothing to hear.
I was like, I don't know if I can.
No,
I don't know if I
you
could
just,
do the like
not...
Trump Marla Maples thing. You know the.
Ooh, that's Jared's father-in-law.
Hedeous, I think
Marla
is the word for that.
Maple?
Get it.
Hedonistic, like a hedonistic kind of girl.
Aren't you Jared
so a girl
Jared
who
Kushner?
Sings hedonistic?
No. That's why
you have an issue with a girl who has a good voice.
No, no, I'm down. I'm down. I'm just asking you guys.
You have
I'm
an extra
down.
Chromosome.
I
what
know
you
that.
Saying?
You seemed a little negative about that. What hobbies do you think girls shouldn't have?
Eliyahu.
Good question.
What hobbies?
Let's go around the table.
Ooh, if she's part of his gentleman's club.
He doesn't want to give the goods.
All right, Jared.
Hobbies.
Shouldn't have.
What hobbies is like an instant turnoff for a girl?
Too into playing sports.
All right,
you don't want her to be
What's
better
your
than
least
you?
Favorite sport for a girl to be into?
Football.
All right, there you go. Have you ever met a girl who's super into playing football?
No.
Okay. So let's go with like a, you met a girl.
What happened to the mic?
Oh, he turned you off. Yeah.
Apparently.
So why am I talking to him?
No.
Elio, so let's say you met a girl, right?
Hey, I can't. No,
wow.
I'll tell you, for real.
The earphones turned off.
I'll tell you, volunteering.
Good call, by the way.
Volunteering.
Because you know what that means about a girl that volunteers?
Yeah, tell
She has
tell
no life, nothing else to do. And so it's the fallback. It's like, oh, but at least I'm a nice person.
Right.
Right.
So
yes.
If your fallback in life is I am doing nothing.
Yeah.
I have nothing, but like I'm a nice person.
Well, it depends what you mean by volunteering. Are they really being helpful or they're not?
Off.
No,
off,
even you could be doing
off.
Like the nicest thing in the world. Turn off.
Off.
I'm done.
Off.
Hold on. We're doing a sound check.
Yesterday I was at the show, right? This Broadway show, and some salmon on that wasn't
Wicked.
It wasn't supposed
it was
to
wicked.
Be on. Oh, it's good now. And there was a sound. No, now it's back off. Now it's back on. Back of the stage, a crazy sound.
Just hold it up in the air.
No,
okay,
it's off again.
The next half hour.
And they shut it off after like 20 seconds. It was making a lot of noise.
How about now?
I think you have to unplug it.
How about now?
No,
good.
It's on and off. It's like very fuzzy.
How about now?
Nope.
How
yep,
about,
yeah, wait. Yep, no.
You make fun of these this
nope.
That charity event.
I'm telling you, unplug it and plug it back in.
It was because of those volunteers that were able to do so well. Like it wasn't just.
You know, I'm not being like 100% serious when I'm saying that.
Oh, okay,
just to clarify.
Okay, Shua was.
Testing.
Like,
no, it's not working. All right.
So yeah, if she's a middle linebacker,
oh, good.
If she's an
good.
Outside linebacker,
make it a little lower now with the sound.
She's Raekwon Smith Jr. I do not want to go out with her.
Oh, but middle linebacker's fine. It's just outside linebacker.
No, make it lower, yeah.
Yeah.
I did it.
Safety.
Yeah. Yeah, safety. I think a slim
it's,
build.
It's
you know?
A safety pick, not, right? In case your main thing.
So, Tachlis, what's the turnoff? I have to think about that.
So volunteering is a big thing, yeah.
Volunteering, yeah. I'm behind that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could relate to someone who's just volunteering all the time.
Oh, that's the risk. It's the relatability issue for you.
Yeah.
That's
I think that's what, you know, that's all.
I mean, this podcast is a chesed that you do, no? Because like,
this is a chesed. Really, thank you. This is a chesed. Exactly. That's what I've been telling.
It's like guys will literally start a podcast instead of going to therapy.
Right. Why do I need to do that? Like,
wow.
Right
here.
Wow.
Who are
Oh, man. You gotta put it. That is a really good one. You gotta do a sound effect.
Like, you know those? No, you know, in the beginning of some podcasts, they have like a few quotes. That would be one you hear, like, guys who start a podcast instead of going to therapy and you hear the music. Welcome to Nobody Talk Shidduchim, episode 96.
You know, I give you permission to do that.
Oh, because that's what he needed, actually. He was waiting for your permission.
I didn't sign into waivers.
I was.
You sure?
Ooh.
All right, so back to the bachelor party, bitachon.
What does it mean?
The peanut butter and pastrami episode.
Bitachon. You have to have bitachon. You have to.
By the way, you know what you don't do on your podcast when you sit around and like you start and like, so Yosef, how you doing? Good. You're good.
No,
you
know, I don't like that. No, I don't like to do that because I listen to podcasts like that and it's annoying. Oh, how are you? How are you doing today?
Good to see you, Elio. Good to see you. How are you? Like, we weren't just sitting around for 45 minutes getting ready.
Great to
for the
see
show.
You. How are you?
How are you?
Wow, you're really leading into the NPR voice.
How are you?
So
how
in a world.
Felbin 2.
A long, long welcome, time ago.
Welcome to.
How are you?
Don't stare at me that way. Speaking of that person who you're referencing that speaks that way, called me today. He's like, so you were around Saturday night, but didn't say hi to me.
Make it nice.
You know, I'm like, I'm a terrible person.
You couldn't get in? You probably couldn't get in. That's what it was. It was such a long line.
No, that's, yeah, no, that will be my excuse when I speak to him next.
Right.
I'll do it after.
Can't say who. I got you.
In case he listens to the podcast.
Right. He's a center linebacker.
Oh, yeah, dude. The Rams are, the Rams, man.
Yo, you think the Jaguars are going to go all the way this year?
Can we talk how the Ravens are about to get blown out of the water this Sunday?
Well, if Lamar gets off his tuchus and actually plays, then it won't. No, he will not.
Lamar is the second to most interesting thing to happen in Baltimore in the last few months.
Well, Tove Pizza is the first?
No, you know what the first is.
Oh,
that gets on one.
What's the first, Shua?
Oh, you know exactly.
Right. Jimmy Choo's. Jimmy
Jared.
Choose.
Speaking of Jared.
What?
Speaking of Jared, ironic.
Jimmy Choo's.
What are you talking about?
Jimmy Choo's,
you know,
pizza.
Jared from Subway?
No.
He got in trouble. Something to do with his footlong.
All right. So anyway, back to bachelor party bitachon.
He's trying.
He's trying so hard.
I didn't think we could get it going.
By the way, if this doesn't work out, you can just scrape this whole thing and do it again tomorrow.
No. What this week? This is people want to hear. People want to feel like they're here chilling with us. Okay, cool. So I say,
people. Okay, don't you get it, people?
Avery, Isaac.
Look, when I move to Austin to be on the Pajama Pants Party podcast, you know, we'll see who's laughing. Okay,
you move to Austin.
That's where about? The podcasting companies are going to Austin. They're going there.
Yeah, because you can't do this remote.
Yeah.
From like literally anywhere in the world.
Right. You can't. You know, it's like the mailman. All right.
Yeah. Email's not a thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like the mailman, bro.
Hi, here are your emails for the day. Thank you, sir.
Okay, wait. Actually, I have a quick question here. Okay, so... how would you rank these girls? You ready? Okay.
All right.
One to ten.
We're starting with Eliyahu, okay?
I'm not a girl. You can't rank me.
All right. Here,
Eliyahu's not into tens.
Baltimore, Michigan. Baltimore, Michigan, Minnesota, L.A., Florida, Chicago, Israel. How would you rank those?
Okay, I can't weigh in. First of all.
Eliyahu likes L.A.
Yeah. Eliyahu's number one, right?
Eliyahu's
no. Eliyahu's top ten.
Can't.
Top 10.
Okay, Yosef,
LA.
Let's go. Top, rank those. Okay. Do it.
Could you run through the list one more time, please?
Okay. Baltimore.
Number one.
Michigan. Minnesota. LA.
Michigan. It's like
Florida. Chicago. And Israel.
All right. Minnesota is not even on the list, even if it's like.
Have you ever been out with any girl from Minnesota? Like,
no.
Like one girl.
I know like one person from Minnesota.
I know.
And he's like low key super annoying.
Nahi.
So who is
Nahi
it?
From.
Yeah, Nahi.
Up there.
Yeah, Nahi. Right? He's the worst. Yeah.
No, she. Does she? Yeah, or, well, at least he's a she now.
There's no way he listens to this podcast and don't take it personally.
Wow.
Yes. So anyway, as we were saying.
Chicago, pretty solid. Okay, I need a list. Okay. My number one, I would say, is New York. I'm a big fan of New York. LA, number two. Miami is a close third.
I don't think Miami was on the list, was it?
Yeah.
Florida.
He said Florida. Oh. I don't know. Yeah,
all right.
Boca, whatever.
No. Shua. He was talking about Tampa.
You had your chance.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
You had your chance.
Larry.
Okay, go.
No, I didn't.
Shua, go.
I had my chance with that.
Let's rank those girls right here.
Ideally, LA, New York, Miami, Michigan. Minnesota's a fifth by default.
Ooh, okay.
Israel, though.
You didn't mention Baltimore.
I would do Israel, Florida.
How come
Michigan, Minnesota tied,
really?
LA, and then Baltimore.
So you'd rather go out with a girl from Michigan
and then Chicago, because they're cute girls, they're baddies, but they only want the HTC guys. That's it. They don't want. They're like
HTC hard to get.
Hebrew Theological College, Skokie. They only want those guys.
My issue with Israeli girls, they always play very hard to get.
You like that, though.
You know what it is, though. Consistently, Israeli girls, very difficult. They want you to really work.
I went out with an Ethiopian girl a few months ago.
How did that go?
Ethiopian?
She wasn't Ethiopian. She was black and a gear. No, I thought she was Ethiopian, and she wasn't. Her mother converted from like one of these
Ethiopian,
from the Caribbean.
But where's she from originally? Oh, Caribbean, got it.
Right.
Actually,
she had a heavy act dialect.
I have a coworker of mine. Literally, you wouldn't be able to
Yoni
tell
Koshik
at all that, you know, no, not
that what?
But basically,
who's
long
sports?
Story. She's Jamaican, multiple generations, been in America. And she is 100%.
This is not Yonatan Gray, right?
She is 100% Jewish.
I met a guy like
her
this.
Her mother's 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 mother is Jewish from like Spain or something.
Are you talking about Yonatan Gray?
Her name is Jada.
Okay.
Yeah. I could ask Yonatan Gray about it.
Oh, I know Gray. Oh, he looks like French. He looks French. I don't know if
Let's talk about guys that we're interested in. Yeah, he looks French. Yeah.
He looks French. Right? Gray, yeah.
I have a question. Cool, if you could pick one roommate, would it be me or Elio? Just be honest.
You.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun,
no,
dun,
but
dun,
I, dun, the only dun, issue is, dun, I would have to ask you before, like, if you mind if I ignore you, like, a lot of the time.
That's fair. I thought you were going to have to ask me before you do laundry.
I can only talk to you once a week.
I would just need you to check with me before you do laundry. That's it.
Elio's referencing one time Shua called me, and I'm like, we spoke already this week, and I hung up.
I don't remember this. Really?
Oh, I got it.
There we go.
Yo, can we call Zelmo again?
What's a Zelmo guy's deal? Like, that's...
Call him. Put him on the air. I'll give you his number. And call him.
You wish.
Yona Laster. Yona Laster is a great guy.
Great.
Great guy, Yona Laster.
Put him on. Let Feldman
talk. No. I don't like that guy.
He thinks he's punnier than me.
Funny.
But he's whatever.
I don't like
he's
that close. Guy. I don't close. Like...
He wasn't entertaining.
Morty?
He's annoying, that guy.
Nah, Morty.
That guy too. I didn't realize I had this right here. That's
nobody
cool.
Talks.
I shared something on Instagram that was Hitterman. Like very.
I sent the picture to Coplo. He says, "Please explain." I'm like, "Yeah."
Coplo, Tadek.
You're not normal.
Yeah, this is what I look. This is I love. This is the man right here.
By the way, you know why I say Tadek? 11:15 at night, at a minion, like
11:20.
Yeah,
wow. Ferragamo belt and
Ferragamo belt. It's like fully dressed. It wasn't like the guy that realized.
Better question. There was no Marib at the Vart.
Right, but I'm saying it wasn't like that guy who rolls out of bed like in his PJs.
Who's the tzaddik? Like, me or him?
Goes to Marib. Like, he was fully dressed.
What about
like,
me? I was also at 11:20 Marib.
This is why I stopped going to shul because every time you were the
me and Epps, remember?
You were the hall monitor. Okay, every time I came,
how was the kid?
By the way,
I was the kid from recess.
I was like, dude, yes,
what you were
Randall.
Saying before was true.
Was
Jerome is like
recess,
the counselor.
Yeah.
He's like taking attendance at night later. No,
I stopped going to shul because of people like you.
Why is he? He's on his phone.
Here, I have a
he's
good.
Looking at a resume.
Look, listen
I'm
to
looking,
this.
I'm looking at a resume. Basically, somebody.
Can we?
You know, you're dating
posted,
someone, right?
Somebody posted.
Dude,
listen,
bro,
somebody
congrats.
Posted on one of these chats. She
time.
Wants somebody to kaveh itim and learning and everything. I know this girl. She just parties all day, clubs, everything. Her resume is like Activate, Ethan, Learning Star.
I think you got to fake it a little bit. You got it right.
Yo, what I see. Say? What well, I see. You were right. Sharon is like the counselor of Night Sitter. He's like sitting there facing the door.
Literally, I asked him to like stop talking so loudly during Night Sitter, and he blew up at me. I'm like, I'm trying to learn. And he's busy, like,
he turns to me and goes, kid. You never sent me the picture. You never said, I was like, dude, we spoke about this on Shabbos, like the same conversation. I told you, he's like, oh, and that was it. He's like, oh, it was somebody else.
BD, okay. BD, BD.
What's the BD thing?
Is BD a name of a dude Bonners. Or is it Bonner's Kollel?
Bonner's fundraiser.
Bonners, if you create a Kollel, dude, you tax write off, big tax write off. You get a lot of grants from the government. You put in Kollel of whatever.
That's why.
You can get grants.
You know what else you get? You get ERCs.
Big grants, bro.
ERCs. Ask Feldman. ERCs.
Okay, what are ERCs?
That's the employee retention credit. If you didn't.
Oh, employee retention credit.
If your company didn't take it, then, you know, please reach out to Isaac. He has my number.
I will. Here's a video.
IJ.
Or Chaim Shore.
I thought your name was IJ.
No, not Chaim Shore.
That guy.
And I said, one, if you knew.
This is the man right here. Miss this guy.
Girl, you would spend the $36,000. And all these guys leaned in.
Right here.
What family in Flatbush? Who's he going to tell us? Who's the girl? And I turned to this young man and I said, it's your daughter.
So I missed the whole setup, but I like the daughter part.
Enter the shidduch. Metaphor.
Oh, that's me. Okay. Wow. Now that I got the audio, I'm like, what could I play now? Oh, what was that song you mentioned with the
la 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 la? Thank
oh
you,
my Russia. God! Oh God! I that was the second reason why I left shul.
What was the first?
At Lehrer.
You have to do it like Isaac does.
I literally said it.
One
though.
Second, you're not saying the name right. You got to do it the right way.
Lehrer.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So this is what I usually play when I'm on, like, I pull up to her house. Okay, the brother, you could see him through the window, and the smoke is just
on fire.
Pouring out of my car, and this song goes on. All right, I want you to imagine, like, a big, huge GMC Yukon
huge
Denali.
Coming out.
No, Denali. Pulling up.
But it's going a different direction.
And then I come out.
No wonder. I can't imagine why you're still single, by the way.
Oh, I was like moving the wrong button over there. Okay, that was good. Can't even. What'd you say, boy?
What?
I'm
going to smack you upside
down. So that's like when it's a J-swipe date, okay? But if it's like a Lisa Elephant setup, I bring the Rebbe station wagon over,
and I
play this. You know, same situation, different car, different. Yeah, I kind of go like this.
You always been planning this all week to play these songs on this.
No, I didn't. I didn't realize I can get it connected. Do people still get together for these events, like Kumsitz, Shabbos Kumsitz,
sure,
whatever?
Kumsitz King.
Let me try.
The last Adat HaShachan event, you should have seen the crowd.
Yeah, you should have. I'm telling you, man.
People were very
flocking.
People were very
flocking. Yo, let
sure,
it. We let
for
it.
For sure, man. For sure.
Man, I rock those shakers.
okay, those so rockers. Anyway, so let's go back to the discussion on Bitachon. Okay, having Bitachon. We had, wasn't there a woman named Jackie Bitachon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jackie Bitone.
Bitone.
Same
Who
thing.
Was she, you know, again? I remember her from like Gateway or whatever.
By the way, I feel like I finally figured out like the name of this, episode.
Yeah.
You know how they say that there's no atheists in a foxhole?
Yeah.
There's no religious people in a shrimp club.
How do you know?
Meaning... You could be religious, but in the strip club, all that's out the window.
I think we could talk about things like when we have at work. Like I'm with some frum Jews, and We talk about stuff.
Yo, you know what?
I mean, from when you go away for Shabbos, right?
I know your boss, Mr. Beetle Man himself.
You know him. You don't say.
Yo, you know back in the day.
Don't say who it is, my boss.
You know back in the day.
I'm my boss.
Isaac, you know back in the day when you'd walk down, like in Israel, down past Mike's place into Crack Square, that very crowded alley?
Yes.
So someone told me the first time I was there, turns to me, he's like, there is no concept for Shomer Nagia in this alley. Like, you're going to be pushing by women. And that's just, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And like, we like pushed our way to the end.
SN is
how
big.
How long did you ride that high for?
Oh, forget about it. Months, let me tell you. Feldman, wow.
Feldy.
But now I went there recently. It was dead. Everyone's in the shuck. What?
Oh, yeah, that is true. When I was there for Segas.
There is a concept of Shomer.
Right.
In the shuck.
And it's being violated often.
Are you sure?
I mean, no. Right. I mean, I was there for Segas. It was quite crowded.
Yeah, I take this guy to the airport. He has like a knapsack. He calls me on the way to my house. I'm like, yeah, any chance you have any food? I didn't pack food for my double stopover.
By the way, hold on. When did I call you?
On the way.
Right. What day was that?
Matzi Yom Kippur.
Exactly.
Would me or Eliyahu
Matzi Yom Kippur.
Was there any way
I probably should get some food.
Was there any way that me or Eliyahu would not have had food and thought about it 5 days before?
Oh, 5 days, 5 months.
Before he went to Israel, I was like, Elio, you have a passport? Like, he's like, who do you think you're talking to?
Sure, asked me to come for Shabbos on Monday. Excuse me.
I didn't think
I'm very proud of him.
I don't think I'll be that hungry after a 25-hour fast. I'm sorry.
Fascinating, isn't it?
At a 24-hour flight.
Was Isaac invited for Shabbos also?
He was, yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I won't be around. I got to work.
You got to work?
What is you know that old prohibition of working
just
on the Sabbath?
Just do your work over IP. That's what you can do, right? Can't even drink.
When was the last time you had a cigar?
Let's have one now.
I'm just curious. Was it yesterday? Was it a week
no,
ago? Was it?
I just came. I had a cigar 2 hours ago.
Nice.
Yeah. To you people, maybe you know, close it. All right. So we got a few more minutes here, gentlemen. Let's get to the call list. All right. I'm kidding. I wanted to mention to you because you were mentioning about the girl. She was in the car earlier in the episode. So I don't really do that anymore. What I do is I'll say, okay, you know, we'll do a little call, text, whatever, and I'll say, meet me here. Meet me. I'll send her the address.
Can I ask you a question?
And then so let them meet
when
me
she
here.
Walks in, do you have music for her also? Like you have for yourself?
Ba, 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 da, ba.
No. Yeah, something like that.
Ba, da, da, ba, da, da.
Or no. Dun, dun, dun.
It's not a Ravens dun, game. Dun, dun, ba, 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 ba,
but the reason why I like picking up the girls is because
love them.
They
lockers.
I don't pay for New Year's tickets. Expensive, Elio. Very expensive.
We gotta get
worth it.
Yeah?
So much fun. So much fun.
Wah, wah, wah.
You didn't have Annabeth with you, that's why. If you would have had Annabeth with you, it would have been more fun.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah, let's do more inside jokes for all the people.
I'd love inside to be a part of one someday.
Inside jokes are great. You like the candle here? You like the stuff on the table? Like,
wow, so many knickknacks.
Candle.
You know, who got you
I
that
like
candle?
Some of the
you
stuff
the
on
tea,
the table.
I got Israel.
This is especially good.
You're a Zionist.
Yeah.
He's modernist, of course. A Zionist.
Someone told me, oh, the Zionist. Oh, right, when the Kanye thing happened, you know, Zionists.
I mean, Kanye was right. I mean, let's be honest. The Jews do control Israel.
1 second. Do Jews control this podcast?
Yes.
I am not at liberty to you know, pontificate on that.
You ever
that.
Consider just doing saying. A podcast with Yaakov Langer, Nachi Gordon, Label Wiener, and Shmuley Warren all at the same time? And call it the meaningful inspiration for Label. I don't know. Like
for Label Shidduchim.
It sounds
nobody
fun,
talks
bro.
About meaningful inspiration, right, for Label.
For Label, right.
I'm down for any. I don't know. I'm not, what do I have to, you know? I got my niche. You know, I'm not into the whole. We're gonna bring some like rabbi on and have him talk about some like you know it's religious thing.
You like
stuff.
Having women?
It's
on
different. Yeah, well, we want to have girls like on, you know, for Avery. All right. Anyway,
1 second. You have Rabbi Shandelman on, don't you?
Rabbitson Shandelman.
But you have Rabbi Shandelman also, don't you?
No, he's never been on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he came one time, I think, to drop her off or whatever.
So
he's just excited. He's like a full time therapist.
Is there a difference between someone who's the best man and the head groomsman, Lara?
What are you asking me?
I don't know. Of the four of us, you two are the only ones that have experience.
He would know. He would know.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Is there a difference between the groomsman, the head groomsman, and the best man?
Oh yeah, they have a different title.
Right.
Completely different title.
Completely different title. Any responsibility difference, you know?
Yeah, one has to be referred to as the head groomsman, and the other one is the
what
best.
About an usher? I remember an usher. Ring. I remember usher used to be a thing. You know, oh, I'm an usher at the wedding.
Yeah, but then he found Justin Bieber.
Oh. You know, I saw him in a movie the other week. He was in some movie.
24/6?
Oh, I don't. I was watching some like weird Netflix show. Thing 24/6. That was on for Amazon Prime. It was free. And
it was free. Okay.
He was like Usher was like a clerk at like a Target or something. I don't remember what.
Remember
movie
when Usher used to be the name of like a from guy? No,
Usher. Yeah, Asher. I knew an Asher from camp. He was a cool dude. Usher, maybe Ushy something. I don't have to. I have his.
Feldman, growing up in Baltimore, there were no Ashers, right? It was like Barks and Mushies.
No, I mean, there were Ushers, but no Ashers.
I met a guy over Shabbos from Baltimore. He was telling me how much he liked Wasserman's.
And Lembergers. Don't forget Lembergers.
Yeah, Lemberger gets very insulted if you don't mention him.
Yeah. I hear that.
He'll throw his New Balances at you.
Or his white sports socks.
I'm just saying, if you ever want to see
his white sports socks, and he wears his green suit.
If you ever want to see a depressed Yossi Feldman, just drive him back from Baltimore after a weekend. Oh. 3 straight hours in the car of depression. Oh. It's incredible. Especially if it's raining outside. Wait. Oh, forget about it.
Leaving Baltimore.
Yeah. After
leaving.
Yes. Going, you're about to see the family and the old community. Leaving, forget about it.
It's like, right, that's why I left, right? Oh, wow.
By the way,
I can rescue more people.
Sometimes in life, you have to put yourself in a certain spot to leave that spot. And a lot of aspects in life to realize, like, that you're in a good place.
Honestly, it was probably more enjoyable for me to leave Baltimore or get divorced. I can't figure which one. They both were equally enjoyable, though.
You see, this is a man who can talk about the strifes he had, and like really be
I love Baltimore.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's still.
I told you I love Baltimore for like 48 hours.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah, that's like get there on a Friday afternoon and leave on a Sunday afternoon.
I haven't been to Baltimore in a long time. I went one time to Baltimore. We did a double, me and this guy. We was dating Willig. You know Willig from here?
No.
Oh, I think I know him.
We had like a double date. So we went
with girls.
Who'd you guys go out with?
I'd have to look through. I probably could find it, but like these two cutie sisters. They were sisters. So we like went up together, got a hotel ourselves. It was weird. it was just weird.
Interesting.
I know we bonded.
Twins or just sisters?
No, I think sisters. Yeah, yeah.
Look short.
He was very superficial with this stuff. So basically, he's like, you know, you take the older one, and I'll take the younger one. And the younger one was way better looking. The younger one, I was like, well, I don't know. You know, it's no. Do it. I'll pay for a little. I'll pay for the food, the bar, the fridge. I'm like, okay, great, we'll do it. Dunch, l'chaim, gentleman's agreement, huzzah.
You shook your own hand or
shook his hand?
Oh,
Zelma wants recordings.
He wants recordings.
Yeah.
Who's Zelma?
Tall redhead.
How did it go?
Tall redhead. Does he wear a shirt?
I had a great time. It was a really bonding moment. I got a little sick, you know, from something. I don't know.
Baltimore.
Every time I go to Baltimore, I get sick.
Interesting. Well, hope to see you guys there, by my Ofrov.
David Chews.
It's just,
here's a real question. Can I ask a real question?
The best dry Ofrov in town.
I have a question for Yosef Feldman.
My Ofrov didn't start off dry, but it ended dry.
Yosef, here's the question. If you either meet or already met the girl of your dreams and you get engaged, is your Ofrov for sure in Baltimore? Is there a chance you make it in Parakaway?
It's crazy. I put a lot of thought into it. I'm basically going to do two. Like one sad, pathetic one in Baltimore, and then a normal one in Farakwa.
Which one comes first?
Not the sad one.
The chicken.
Which one comes first?
I think I got to do the sad one, like the right before, like that
right.
week. You know? Although I'd rather...
Does Lara have to go to both?
Honestly, I'm not going to invite anyone to Baltimore.
I wasn't by his bachelor party. I was by his Zofruff.
In Baltimore?
It was incredible. Not an ounce of liquor anywhere.
What do you expect from people who shut the Wi-Fi at night?
Oh.
What do you mean? You need internet at night?
What do you need internet at night for? Shua Jared, I mean, Burger. I mean, there's unlimited Wi-Fi in this household. You should just know.
Who pays for it, you or Avery?
I didn't take it off his credit card. It's still auto pay.
So you're going to make two off-ruffs. You're going to make one off-ruff. I'll make one off-ruff.
Not only. By the way, why? Why do I need to make an off-ruff?
I'll do something.
Is your father making an off-ruff?
I had an off-ruff already.
Is your father making an off-ruff?
I don't know.
Is that the thing? Like, that's the mindset. Like, I had it already. I feel like the same. No, I've been in love. I had it. I don't need it.
So are you going to make a bachelor party? You have one of those, too.
If she wants it.
No, Isaac's going to be in charge. He's going to be the best groomsman.
No. It's the head's groomsman or the best man.
He doesn't guess that I was messing with him.
Lisa.
He
we could
pick
do,
up on that.
We could do like a wedding wedding at your
wedding for sure. For sure. Prayer packed. Crown the chuppah. You don't know about crown the chuppah.
I saw the ads. I didn't really pay attention.
I know. But it was a very good ad.
Yeah?
You basically wear this like paper crown by a chuppah.
It's adorable.
It's a zchus for...
Can I ask you a question? What do people do at chuppahs before phones? You see videos. My parents' wedding videos. They sit there quietly.
But why is it they only give out those cards to the ladies' side? Like, what are they saying?
What makes it about you being one of the only guys that wants a card?
No, but why does
he wants to dial?
At least
are you gonna knock it?
At least give me the option. Like, equality for men. Like, I just want to know what's on it. It might be something mystical. Like,
it's
really
literally like
on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most, how much do you know about shaitels?
By the way,
I'm serious. 8?
No.
7?
I can tell you the price. where are you going, bro?
I'll just shut it. I just lower the heat.
Airplane mode on. I like that.
No, don't read it because then when I show up on a date with this.
With the music and
I've worn it before, you know? They're going to know I did. I worn it before.
What? You wear
clothes
twice?
You wear shirts
more than once?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, you can't do that.
I didn't know about that.
I would never
do that. 25
tons. You can't do a 2023.
I would never date someone.
Were you
like
at his
that.
30th birthday?
Yeah.
You were all invited.
So you both are. I was there. You had the hookahs. You had the food from Carlos
fun.
And Gabby.
Yeah,
you
have we got do you have any pictures? Oh, yeah, I could actually put a picture up.
I didn't really know Leo then. It's like, oh, here's that guy again. That
you
skinny guy
know,
with the dress shoes who shows up to every barbecue in his dress shoes.
With all the quick lines. All the quick lines.
Yeah.
I came from a meeting.
Who, like, went out with every single girl.
Always an excuse.
I have Jersey tomorrow also.
He went out with every single girl.
Your old neighborhood.
Every Where? Passaic?
No. What's the town called again?
And you're not sleeping by my parents'
Monroe.
House?
Monroe. Monroe, New Jersey.
There's a Monroe, New Jersey.
Oh, Monroe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then then you're driving from the Farakaway. Then Friday you're going to Brooklyn and then Passaic?
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving.
And a lot of Jersey. I don't know if I can handle it.
Is there a Devils game Sunday?
I don't know. Find out. See how expensive it is.
Yeah, it's
Wait,
football.
Are the Jets playing Sunday?
No.
What? Why not?
Oh, they're eliminated.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad for you.
You know their quarterback. He just stinks. So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, interesting. What about the Giants?
Yeah, they're playing.
Oh, nice.
The Ravens? Remember that guy Lamar Jackson used to play? He used to be their quarterback?
Yeah, a few months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Lamar.
Like, he won one playoff game ever. So, I mean, seriously, who can knock the guy?
He was in 3. How many were you in?
Oh, he won one.
Oh, 0. Okay, thank you.
He won one playoff
He's
game.
He's 300, you're 0.
Yeah, I'll take the 0.
Yeah, you took it all
0 right. for 0. 0-3, 1-3.
So you've never lost a playoff game?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Right. That's something.
Yeah. Did I'm bumped?
I'm good. I'm getting... If you go back and forth...
Oh, yeah, you're a legend.
Can you imagine if that was open and just... You owe 10 grand and... All right.
I have a question. What was your favorite Nickelodeon show growing up?
Be Afraid. Something Under Your Bed. I like
Wait,
that one.
Wait, 1 second. Nickelodeon or
What's
Cartoon
Under
Network?
Your Bed?
No. I said Nickelodeon.
Not Cartoon Network.
That's actually funny you mentioned that. I'll play you my...
You couldn't just say Drake and Josh like a normal person?
Right.
Oh, right. Drake and Josh. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I can't because that's how... My ex and I met.
Hug me, brother.
That's how my ex and I met.
You met each other on Drake and Josh?
Yeah, on the Jake and Josh forum.
What?
Yeah.
Honestly, you deserve to have that broken up. You met on the forum. Yeah. I don't feel bad for you anymore.
Go to hell. Here, we see some Nickelodeon here.
Drake and Josh was the best. What was the theme song? I never thought
Did she tell you to say this?
I found a way. I never thought that it'd be so easy, but I found a way.
Are you ready?
If you open up your eyes. Was this on 624?
Oh, baby,
was it Shwecky or Freed?
Oh, man. He had in trouble on Spotify.
I'm so up when you're dead.
Oh, look, it's still going. I talk about
so it. Just turn around. That was the free version?
Ooh, yeah, I can't play anymore, you know. But copyright violation. Remember this guy over here? Look at this. Ready for this one? Ready for this one? This guy was the man back in the day.
Yeah, sure.
Yossi Pimenta. Dude, this guy was the shiz. Everyone wanted him at the bar mitzvah. He was, yo, that's the one thing. Like, I don't know. I need to be able to, like.
By the way, you said man back, and I just happened to know one of your people is man's back. So just shout
yo,
out to
Feldman.
Man's back.
I don't know. Like, Yosef. I need to.
We should go karaoke one night after, like, football's over.
And we could all sing. All
we'll
by
all
myself.
Go.
Down for that next time I'm
all
in the city.
All by myself. All of us at once.
What?
I'll have something to do.
All by myself.
Do. Who said
everybody.
You were invited?
Oh, please. Please. Who do you think is going to get Feldman to come in?
You have hockey.
No, not Matsushot.
Oh, okay.
As long as you don't do Matsushot, we're set.
Hut done.
Yeah, we'll go with
I forgot about your hockey. Is it roller or ice? It's heist. Yeah.
It's
by the way, you know that this podcast anymore, officially hit the end. We're playing Rick and Josh. We're all on our phones.
Please. Please.
He used to be such tacos like 3 years ago, like solving the world's problems.
Dude, I can't. One more break on my coccyx bone.
Bro, I might have to head out in a minute.
It's because, you know, I was.
So just don't fall.
Huh?
Just don't fall.
But that was like, that was me. In high school, college, and like a little bit out of college, like hockey.
You got into college?
I did.
You went to college?
I was on my college bowling team. I'm an NCAA athlete.
Didn't you used to also work in Wall Street?
I did. Wow. 3 days in Wall Street, and they're like, we're going to move you to Long Island office. They moved me over there.
3 days.
I went back. It was like hybrid, whatever.
You know what's crazy? If you told people that you did Machers full time, they would just believe you.
That's what I just tell. I just tell them I'm in Chesed 24/7.
You know who?
Hey!
You know who would believe him the most? His boss.
Oh,
wow! It's a little rip right there. A little dig.
Yeah.
Do you show up more or less than 5 days a week? I mean, four days a week. Nice.
Oh, I got it's 7 day a week over here. It's Mitzrayim.
Do you get more or less than 3 weeks vacation a year?
Ooh. Well, I take as much vacation as I want.
Why don't you take vacation over IP? Doesn't that work?
Vacation over IP.
Have another shot.
That's great. Yeah, I'm gonna go for it.
You know who he works for, by the way.
Epps' father-in-law. Yeah,
Epps.
I remember meeting him at the birthday party.
Epps.
Great guy. I'm privileged. It's,
do you
it's
know Epps, by the way? Or you just know his father-in-law?
No, I know Epps. Yeah, we had Purim together like one year.
Yo, we stopped by his tent on Purim. Remember last year?
Woody.
Good guy. Good
guy. You know I'm going to dress up as this year? But Buzz Lightyear.
Like couple.
I knew it. I knew it before you even.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're good. I mean, we're like an hour and a half here. So
we covered all the important topics.
We'll do like last licks, okay? Last licks.
Okay, bachelor party bitachon, okay? Those are words that sound like they go together, but they don't.
Bachelor party bitachon. Right.
That's why I put it. Dalvin's, why over there?
Dalvin's already on his phone, so you know. Time's up.
Let's go. Yosef, how are you over there?
How are you over there?
Let's go.
How are you over there?
Yeah, so bachelor party bitachon. So we're going to just close off now with the last licks. We're going to start off with... Jared.
Yeah, I think just want to say last licks after all of this. If anyone in this room gets engaged and doesn't invite Isaac to the bachelor party, that would just be really funny. Yeah, that'd be very disrespectful.
Well, you invite him, but you make him in charge of it, and then
nothing happens. No,
hope for the best.
You make me in charge. Why do I always have to be in charge of
this? Well, because you're your head, your head best man.
Oh, okay.
Your head man.
Headmaster.
The headmaster. That's I like.
You're like
that.
The Dumbledore of our generation.
I'm just showing.
Can we play crickets or magic sounds?
Crickets.
Or something?
Okay, great. And Yosef, what did you learn from this episode?
Don't go to a homeless shelter.
People should not go to homeless shelters.
On a date, especially.
People on podcasts have a lot to say.
You're right.
People listen to this podcast.
No, you're a dude.
People Ooh. Read Macher's magazine. People have moved to the Upper West Side.
Oh my god.
People still smoke cigars that are 90. People worked in Wall Street for 3 days.
Oh, okay. Oh, people's me.
You know, it's 3 days longer than you did.
All right, enough with Tish that, Avery.
You think Avery misses you?
Probably. I think so. I think he probably cries every night.
All right. Fair enough.
Because I have a Raya. I have a Raya.
Well, because he cried every night when he was here. So
it's amigo that it continues, right?
No, it's not that. Because when I worked on Wall Street, there was a guy.
He worked. By the way, I knew he worked into the conversation. And like I had to like bring it
when
in.
When I was on Wall Street,
I knew he was gonna work it in a few times. When I was on Wall Street. Yeah, and when I was in law school because I'm a lawyer, and then I was taking the bar. I remember when I was taking the bar, and like I was when I was passing the first time, and just doing such an awesome kick ass job. Yeah, I remember that time.
You set the bar.
I was amazing.
You set the bar.
I set the bar and I flipped it over.
Am I even gonna push it?
No button.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate everyone coming on. This has been another fantabulous episode.
Happy face.
The Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast. You know where to be. Linktree, YouTube, TikTok, at Shidduchim, and Instagram.com/ at Nobody Talks Shidduchim.
There's no
ad. Isn't there a happy face, sad face? What happened to your ending?
Oh, I could do it. You want me to
do
that?
Yeah, I like the ending.
Happy face, smiley face, Wall Street face. This is the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast.
Have you been feeling stuck in life? Have you been feeling lonely? There is one place you can go that will cure all of those issues, and that is Long Island Improv. Now teaching with Michael Rock, exclusive acting professional.
Check it out online, longislandimprov.com, or contact Avery.
Alchi's Media Network.